Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
So glad you could be with us for this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. For the past couple of days, we've been looking at an article. It came out in 2011, and it was written by Jana Reese, who's a Mormon blogger. She has a blog site titled Flunking Sainthood, and she wrote this piece a year after Bruce McConkie's book, Mormon Doctrine, went out of print. Bruce McConkie was a Mormon apostle. He did write a book called Mormon Doctrine. He wrote a lot of books on Mormon doctrine. And of course, what Jana Reese is trying to do in her piece is to make it sound like Bruce McConkie did not know his Mormon doctrine, and that even though a book has that title, and even though Bruce McConkie was a general authority, and I might add, a very much respected general authority by his peers. Now, notice how I worded that. I know there were a lot of lay people that did not like Bruce McConkie. I've talked to many of them. But at the same time, I've talked to a lot of lay people who love Bruce McConkie and feel that he was the epitome of knowledge when it came to LDS teachings. Jana Reese, when she comes across something in Bruce McConkie's book, Mormon Doctrine, that she finds offensive, concludes that somehow, because it's offensive to her, that McConkie was not expounding on actual Mormon teaching. And that's not always the case. She goes on to say, I was very glad to hear the news a year ago. Remember, she's writing this in 2011, and the book went out of print in 2010. I was very glad to hear the news a year ago that the church had finally begun to officially disassociate itself with the book. I don't really know what she means by that. First, she says that the book is no longer officially recognized by the church, which, of course, it never was officially recognized by the church. And now she's glad that they're officially disassociating itself with the book. Yet I still worry that the book lives on like that stubborn, garrulous old great uncle you try to avoid at family reunions. It's given enduring legitimacy to McConkie's racism, sexism, and strange interpretations of the gospel. What do you do with a statement like that, Eric? When what McConkie says in regards to race, and I'm sure she's referring here to what the Mormon Church has referred to as the seed of Cain, those of African heritage. Mm-hmm. McConkie did have a lot of disparaging comments regarding those of African heritage. But all leaders held to the same view that McConkie held to prior to 1978.
Well, Bruce McConkie had some important relatives, including a father-in-law who was the 10th president of the church, Joseph Fielding Smith, and the Mormons right now are studying a compilation of his works that is called The Teachings of the Presence of the Church, Joseph Fielding Smith. What is Joseph Fielding Smith's opinion on the blacks, for instance?
Well, I think his opinion were probably not much different than many of the leaders of that day. In fact, he wrote a book called The Way to Perfection, and on page 101, this is what Joseph Fielding Smith said. Not only was Cain called upon to suffer, but because of his wickedness, he became the father of an inferior race. A curse was placed upon him, and that curse has been continued through his lineage and must do so while time endures. Millions of souls have come into this world cursed with a black skin and have been denied the privilege of priesthood and the fullness of the blessings of the gospel. Let me ask a question here. If the Mormon Church was to put a manual together highlighting the teachings of Bruce McConkie, would Jana Reese have a problem with that? If she would have a problem with them having a manual dedicated to Bruce McConkie, does she also have a problem with this manual that the Mormons are studying during the year 2014 that highlights the teachings of Joseph Fielding Smith, who we can document said a lot of racist comments, one of which is the one I just cited.
But you know, that quote is not found in the teachings of the presence of the church.
No, but he said it nonetheless.
Right. Well, they certainly aren't going to quote things like that because they're not politically correct, even though that's something that was definitely taught at the time by Joseph Fielding Smith.
What I think is troubling is how Jana Reese is trying to give the impression that McConkie was a racist and a sexist, and so it's good to see his writings tend to go by the wayside. But wouldn't you say, in light of 21st century Western culture, that a lot of early Mormon leaders were racist and sexist?
Oh, sure they were.
By the comments that they
made.
Now, the Mormon Church has been trying to undo this problem by giving the impression that all those racist comments were just products of their time, and we don't really know why those of African heritage were not allowed to hold the priesthood, which, of course, we know is a flat-out lie. I mean, there's no other way of putting it, folks. That is a lie. Mormon leaders knew very well why blacks were not allowed to hold the priesthood prior to 1978. If it was not a doctrine, you would not need a revelation to override it. And that's what the Mormon Church claims happened in 1978, that Spencer Kimball received a revelation from God reversing the position in the Mormon Church, which banned those of African heritage from holding the priesthood. You wouldn't need a revelation if it was just a policy,
right,
and a bad policy at that. You wouldn't need a revelation. So why did they need a revelation? They can't answer that question, because they know it was taught as a doctrine up until 1978. But let's not get sidetracked with this. Jana Reese, like many Latter-day Saints, is trying to give the impression that because McConkie said some things that she finds offensive, that the whole book needs to be thrown out, and that the whole book has really nothing that a Latter-day Saint can learn from when it comes to the teaching of Mormonism. And I would strongly disagree. As we've already discussed, most of what he cites in Mormon doctrine are from some very reputable sources, including Joseph Smith, the founder of the church, Joseph F. Smith, the sixth president, Joseph Fielding Smith, the tenth president, the lectures on faith, and other scripture texts.
So his pedigree is pure. He's going back to good sources. What about the current sources of McConkie's time? What did the general authorities of his time think about his writings generally?
We can tell by what was said about Bruce McConkie when he died that his colleagues had a lot of respect for him. And I think maybe Jana Reese should go back and perhaps read what was said about Bruce McConkie when he died, and what was said about him by his various colleagues, one of whom was Boyd Packer, who's still alive today, and see what they thought. They had utmost respect for him. What were some of the things that were said of him in his eulogy?
Well, after he dies in 1985 with his long struggle with cancer, they wrote an article in the June 1985 Ensign, and it was titled Elder Bruce R. McConkie, Preacher of Righteousness, and they concluded the article this way. Quote, because of his life and testimony, our faith has been strengthened and our hope for eternal life is brighter, end quote. And that's pretty strong, I think.
I don't know if Jana Reese is going to have something like that said of her in the Ensign magazine when she passes away.
Yeah, I don't think so. And he did. I mean, he was highly looked upon in that article. Well, you're right. There were others. And by the way, this is an article you wrote. This article is titled Bruce McConkie, Respected General Authority or Theological Hack? And that is found on our website. If you just type in Bruce McConkie, it's the first article that will come up. Or if you just go onto Google and just type in Bruce McConkie and you put the word hack, it will come up number one as well. And so you quote Ezra Taft Benson. And at the time, he was an apostle, one of McConkie's fellow apostles, and he noted in his remarks that whenever a doctrinal question, quote, came before the first presidency in the 12, end quote, it was Bruce McConkie, quote, who was asked to quote the scripture or to comment on the matter. He could quote scripture verbatim and at great length, end quote.
That sounds like a pretty high accolade, if you ask me.
Yeah, and then Benson said that McConkie, quote, provided the entire church with an example of gospel scholarship. He could teach the gospel with ease because he first understood the gospel, end quote.
Now, are we to assume from that statement from Benson that that only refers to every other book that McConkie wrote and not Mormon doctrine?
No.
I don't think so.
No. Boyd Packer, you mentioned him, currently the senior apostle. He spoke of McConkie's uncompromising attitude he had toward his obligation to speak the truth. This is what he said. Quote, "It was not granted to Brother McConkie to judge beforehand how his discourses would be received and then to alter them accordingly. Nor could he measure what ought to be said and how it ought to be said by what will the people think," end quote.
And I would say that that's probably a very noble part of his character, in that he believed in saying it like he believed it.
Yeah.
Why are we bringing this up? It's because we hear so often from Latter-day Saints that we talk to that when we bring up something that a Mormon leader has said, and let's say the person that we're talking to doesn't agree with it, instead of merely saying they don't agree with it and prove to you why what that person said is not really a Mormon teaching, they just tell you that that's not what Mormons believe. Which, what does that even mean?
Mm-hmm.
How many times have I heard that? Well, that's not what Mormons believe. Well, okay, but I'm not really here to tell you what Mormons believe. I'm here to tell you what the Mormon Church wants Mormons to believe.
Mm-hmm.
I think people need to understand that. As Christians, we need to understand that. You might come across Latter-day Saints who don't agree with what Mormon leaders have said. Sometimes that might be good. Sometimes that might be bad, depending on what the topic is and what they believe on the issue. The point is what we are trying to do here at Mormonism Research Ministry is to research Mormonism, not research the individual beliefs of 15 million members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Because we have found in our experience that sometimes Mormons can be all over the map. When someone like Jana Reese comes across your path and tells you that some Mormon leader is not teaching Mormon doctrine, you need to have them demonstrate why they think that's not Mormon doctrine. They might be right. I don't know what the issue is that we're talking about specifically. I'm just giving you a hypothetical situation here. But the fact is if it's found in this person's writings, if it's found in something that he said in general conference, you can be pretty sure that that's what the church wants you to believe as a Latter-day Saint. If the person doesn't believe it, that's their personal business, but it would be erroneous, as I feel it was erroneous for Jana Reese, to try to give the impression that Bruce McConkie didn't know what he was talking about when it came to Mormon doctrine.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Would you like to learn more about the Mormon religion while learning how to share your Christian faith? On Saturday, November 1st, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson will be delivering their Compassionate Boldness Symposium Part 1 in Payson, Utah. This free PowerPoint presentation includes information on the Book of Mormon, the nature of the Godhead, and how the LDS version of salvation compares with the Bible. Once again, it all takes place on November 1st at Payson Bible Church, located at 11630 South Highway 198 in Payson. Everyone who comes gets a complimentary copy of the notes, and refreshments will be served. If you'd like more information, go to mrm.org and click on the link that says calendar at the upper left side of the homepage. No doubt, you won't want to miss this excellent opportunity to better understand the Mormon religion. We hope you'll make plans to join us.